Mayor Spearman joins us the final Tuesday of every month for Mayor's Minute here on CJOC. Mayor Spearman, thanks for coming in.
I'm happy to be here, Jordan.
You can always get your questions in by going through CJOCFM.com or letting us know on social media. This is one that came in. It was actually a phone call we had just after you had left last time. We just missed out on it. There's a lady wondering about indoor walking parks for Lethbridge and maybe if there's a plan in place to have one built here in the city.
Well, there isn't a plan to have an indoor walking park. What we will have at the end of March is the longest walking running track in Lethbridge in the new ATB Leisure Center. So that'll be the biggest one in the province, I believe. And I think when the Leisure Center opens, hopefully we'll have lots of opportunities for all kinds of indoor activities.
Awesome. Sounds great. And then Lane over on Facebook asked, why is council going to spend $150,000 on flagpoles when the ones we have already are just fine?
What it has to do is really inclusion and part of our reconciliation efforts. So our Reconciliation Advisory Committee is requesting that the reconciliation flag and the Blackfoot flag be flown at Lethbridge City Hall as an acknowledgement of the historical heritage of the Blackfoot people in this area. That's been done at the university already. It's been done at the college already. And certainly we want to be leaders in the city. The third flagpole would be to have a flag for all sorts of community groups and events that happen. Right now we take down the City of Lethbridge flag and put up a community event flag. So I think the shocking number is 150,000, and that was a shocking number to me too. And what it contemplates is putting up flagpoles the same way that they're put up at City Hall now, with a concrete wall as the base and lights on each side. And I'm not sure that we need to have such an extravagant process. So it's up to 150,000, and that's what the budget's been set. And that is a shocking number, but I'm hoping the number will be less. But they still need to be attractive, and we need to make sure that our Indigenous people are recognized in at the same quality as we recognize our other flagpoles.
You can get your questions in for the final Tuesday of every month, Mayor's Minute, here on CJOC with Mayor Spearman. This last one, kind of, it's a fun one leading into the holiday season. Can you just give us some details on the Mayor's Christmas concert? I believe it's the 27th annual for the city?
Yes. So that's going to be happening on the second Saturday in December at Southminster. And the gold band and the silver band put on the concert, and I'm sometimes the guest conductor for maybe O Canada.
No pressure.
Which I'm pretty sure they already know how to play without any help from me. So, no, it's really one of the events in the city that really brings the Christmas spirit home, and I love it. Just to go out to a concert together and have all kinds of Christmas music played, we usually end up singing two or three Christmas carols together at the end, supported by the gold and silver bands. And it's one of those things that just fills you with the spirit of Christmas. So I would encourage people to attend it. You put on a mayor's breakfast starting next Saturday, the mayor's Christmas breakfast, and we have about 300 people come to that. We honor people in the city who contribute to addressing some of the social problems in the city. And I think that's wonderful to have those types of things, and it brings the spirit of Christmas home. We also have in City Hall, we lit the Christmas tree yesterday in City Hall. Mm-hmm. And we have a toy sled where people can donate toys, and a food hamper for where people can donate food. And that's really the spirit of Christmas. To give to others and support others in the community just fills you with that Christmas spirit.
More details can always be found by going online to lethbridge.ca. Mayor Spearman in the final Tuesday of every month for Mayor's Minute. Thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.